I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. A nonprofit is getting millions of dollars from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help low-income New Englanders buy more fresh fruits and vegetables. Rhode Island Public Radio's Lynn Arditi reports.
Farm Fresh RI will use $4.6 million from the USDA to expand nutrition incentives for New Englanders in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. Nutrition incentives give shoppers tokens, coupons, or other credits for using their SNAP benefits to buy from local farmers, farm stands, and small groceries. Farm Fresh says it will use the federal funding to expand incentives in Rhode Island, Connecticut, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Rhode Island's U.S. Senator Jack Reed says the incentives will help boost the state's agricultural economy and encourage healthier eating habits. Access to healthy food, studies show, is key to reducing rates of obesity, diabetes, and related health problems. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Lynn Arditi.
A civil rights lawsuit against the town of Bennington and members of its police department is back on the table after being dismissed last year. Vermont Digger reports a ruling by a U.S. District Court judge last week will reinstate the case after attorneys from the ACLU revised the original suit. The lawsuit alleges discrimination and racial profiling by Bennington police. It was filed on behalf of Shmuel Alexander, who is African-American, over a 2013 arrest and conviction for heroin trafficking. His conviction was later vacated. ACLU attorneys hope the case leads to closer scrutiny of anti-discrimination policies among police departments across Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Aaron Kimball.